ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Bruchim Amazinim. This share will be Ezra Shembi, a Masechta Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis. And we're going to start with the Mishnah that begins the Sugya HaGdayla of Babi Machteres. Habab Machteres Nidain al Shem Saifai. Now this is a direct hamshach to the Nyanav of Ben Sarah Umayra, which were spoken about in the first part of the parak, because Ben Sarah Umayra is also Nidain al Shem Saifai, meaning that Ben Sarah Umayra, as of yet, was only Zaylul Vasaive, and he was Eino Shemeya B'Kol Ovi Imai. He didn't do anything which warrants Be'etzem that he should be Chayav Misa, but he's Nidain al Shem Saifai. So too, the Mishnah over here is Mamshech and says we find another case which is Nidan al Shem Saifai, which is Baba Machteres, that the halacha is, he is killed. Now we have to understand, what does it mean that he's Nidan al Shem Saifai? So we find this two distinct shitas in the Rishayim. Rashi explains, B'divir HaMaschel, Nidan al Shem Saifai, Da'alei Kotal U'miktel, Mishem the Saifai Laharek Balabayis, Kishiyamid Kenek De'lahatzel Mamaynai. Because as of yet, he didn't kill anybody yet. Nevertheless, the halacha is you can kill him because he's going to kill. Therefore, it's called Nidain al Shem Saifai. According to Rashi, L'chayra be'etzem, every raidef is also Nidain al Shem Saifai. Anytime you see somebody who's being raidef acha chaveri lahargai, also we can say the same line, Haloi katal, as of yet he didn't kill yet, he's not a reitzeich yet. Nevertheless, umiktal, he's chayiv misa, because Saifai laharig, because he's about to kill. So this klal of Baba Machteres Nidan al Shem Saifai, L'chayr is be'emes hakdama to all cases of Raidif. And therefore, the Mishnah later, on the Fayin Gimel, which brings down the halacha of Raidif, that's also a hemshech to this halacha of Nidan al Shem Saifai. That seems to be Shitas Rashi. However, the Me'iri tells us clearly not like that. Zog the Me'iri, be'emes, every Raidif is not Nidan al Shem Saifai. The etzem fact that he's a Raidif, that itself makes him be Chayev Misa. It's specifically by Baba Machteres, because as of yet, as the Ganev comes b'machteres, he's not yet ready to kill. It's only that he's prepared that in the event that the Baal HaBayis is going to be oymed al mamaynai, like the Gemara says, chazaka be'emes eino d'mamin atzmei al mamaynai, so in that event he's going to kill him. But because right now he's not yet a raidif, therefore be'emes me'ikraidin, he shouldn't be chayiv misa like a raidif. The fact that the Torah says that nevertheless, even at this point, he's ein le'damim, that's the inyan of nidin al shem saifai. It's as if he's Balahargai right now. So it comes out, we have a very different understanding between Rashi and the Me'iri, how to understand the din of Baba Machteres. Lefi Rashi, Be'emes, a Baba Machteres is just like any Raidef. The Chiddush HaTorah by Baba Machteres is that we actually look at him as a Raidef based on the Chazaka. So the Torah was Yerid L'Soif Daitoi, and the Torah is Megala, that here we have Lefanenu a Raidef. But the etzem chidush that he's chayev misa, because he's nidan al shem saifai, that's really the same chidush that we find by every raidif. However, lefi the Me'iri, be'etzem the Torah isn't telling us that he's a raidif. At this point, he is not yet a raidif. Just that's the chidush that he's nidan al shem saifai, that we give him the halacha as if he was already a raidif. The chidush Aran is also mavur like the Me'iri, because the chidush Aran in our sugi is masber, the hemshech of mishnayos of our perek. And he says, because the parak starts with the Ben Sarah Umayra, which is Nidan Hashem Saifai, therefore, the parak continues with Baba Machteres, which is Nidan Hashem Saifai. And then, because Baba Machteres has a din as if he's a Raidif, therefore, the next Mishnah goes on to tell us the halacha of every Raidif. Mivur, the Raidif itself is not a Nidan Hashem Saifai. Machteres is Nidan Hashem Saifai. He's Nidan as if he's a Raidif, and therefore, there's a Hemshech that we bring down all Hilchas Raidif. What's the Bira Machlekes between Rashi and the Me'iri? So the Mechleikus is, how do we look at the present situation? Lefi Rashi, once a Ganav is Baba Machteris, and he already has a plan to kill if need be, already in this Matziv, we look at him as a Raidev. However, Lefi the Meiri, we split it up into two separate Matzavim. The present Matziv, where he's not yet ready to kill, he's not yet considered a Raidev. It's only once the situation changes, and the Balabayis is Oymer Al Mamoinei, and then the Ganav is going to be ready to kill, that's when he's going to be a classic Raidev. But presently, it's just that he's Nidan Al Shem Seifa, and the Torah gave him the same halacha that he can kill him as if he's a Raidev. But he's not really a Raidev. This is the Yesaitis Tikka Machlekes between Shitas Rashi versus Shitas Hameiri V'Chadushi Aran in our Sugya. Now, the Rambam brings down the halacha of Raidev in Hilchas Reitzeach Hashmiras Nefesh Perak Aleph, and he brings down the halacha of Baba Machteres in Hilchas Gneva Perak Tes. And the Achreinim are medayik that his Lashon differs greatly. Ayin Bafika Yam, Ubedivri Yecheskel, and Chidushi Agriz, and Reb Shmuel, and many other Achreinim. The Rambam, in regards to regular Raidev, says that Klal Yisrael is Mitzuvin Lahargai. There's a Chiyuv to kill the Raidev in order to be Matzil, the Nefesh HaNirdaf. Mashenkin, in regards to Baba Machteres, the Rambam says it's Rishus Biyat Kol Adam Lahargai. It's Mutter to kill him. But mashma, that there's no mitzvah and there's no chiyuv. What's the pshat in the Rambam? So it could be understood, I'll pee the yisoid of the Meiri and the Chidushi Aran. Because they say that presently, b'emes, we don't have a matzav of redifa. Which means in the present situation, this person's nefesh is not in a sakana of pikuach nefesh b'chlal. It's just that the Torah gave a din that he's nidain al shem seifai, the Baba Machteres should be already killed now, because we see what the future is going to have in store. That's why it's chal on the Baba Machteres that he's ein leidamim and there's a reshus to kill him. But a mitzvah and a chiv of atzalas nefashis, that doesn't apply yet at this point. So I yaitze that the Rambam holds like the shita of the Meiri and the Chidushi Aran. But the Firashi l'chayre, that even presently he has a din of a raidev, l'chayre, every Baba Machteres, there would actually be a mitzvah mitzad the din of atzalas nefashis. Now, the Gemara on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, L'chayre Al Pi Pashtus is Mashma like Shitas Rashi. Because the Gemara over there brings down a Braisa that says, V'huka B'chol Adam. And the Gemara is Masber, that there would be a Havmina that only the Baal HaBayis, who he himself is the one who's threatened through the Baba Machteres, he has a din that he can kill the Baba Machteres. But Kol Adam not. That's why the Torah is telling us that he can, and the Gemara explains what's Pshat in the Chiddush HaTorah. Zog the Gemara Bezel Lashon, Kamash Balon, the Raidefu Vafilu Achar Nami. The Pashas of the Lashon of the Gemara is that he actually is a Raidef. Zog Rashi Be'emes over there, but the Vyamaskal Kamash Malon, the Kivon Dal Iske Nefashis Yisrael also, Raidefu. He's an actual Raidef. Venitan Lahatziloi Lebal Habayis, Benafshe Sholzeh. And we should be Matzil Lebal Habayis through killing this Baba Machteres. So Rashi is Lashitasai, that he holds it's an actual Raidef. And he holds that even in the present matzav, we see a redifa, and we see of a matzav of pikuach nefesh and atzalas nefashis, which is why any person could kill the Baba Machteres. But l'chayre, l'fi the Meiri, and the Chidushi Aran, and the Rambam, we have to say that the Gemara doesn't actually mean that he is a Raidif. The Gemara just means that he has a din, as if he's a Raidif, nidan al shem seifai, which is why the Torah is telling us that anybody could kill him. V'chein be'em is mefurish in the Lashon HaMeiri and the Gemara over there. Zel ishainai. Loisayv davar shenitna reshus lebalabayis lahargoy. Not only the balabayis has reshus, ala af lechol adam b'pnei shehu chashuv k'raydef achachaver lahargoy, because he's considered like a raydef achachaver lahargoy. This meiri is clearly going l'shitasei. First of all, he used the lashon nitna reshus, mashma like the shitas Rambam. It's only a reshus, but it's not a mitzvah because there isn't actually a matzav of pikuach nefesh over here like by every raydef. And also, he says chashuv k'raydef. He uses the Lashon HaGemara that says Raidev, and he's Masber that doesn't really mean Raidev Mamish. He's just considered as if he's a Raidev, which is Pshat in the Chiddush HaTorah, that it's V'huka B'chol Adam. So the Meiri is L'shitasai, and the Rashi is L'shitasai. Ad Kan, this Yisoidus Tikka Machlekes, how to understand the Din of Baba Machteres, and it's going to come up again and again B'meshach HaSugya. Now, the Mishnah tells us Halacha that a Baba Machteres V'shover HaSachavis, Im ein leidamim potter, and that's the halacha of kimlei b'derabim nei. Now the Divrei Yecheskel and Siman Chav Gimel brings down that somebody asked the Mashaila whether or not the din of kimlei b'derabim nei is only in a case where a person is chayiv misa, or it's even in a case where there's a reshus to kill him. That's the nidain of the shayel of the Divrei Yecheskel, and he's specifically talking about in a case of kanoin pagan boy, like a Baal Aramis, where there the halacha is that we're not chayiv to kill him, just if somebody wants to kill him, he may. And there's a nidin, whether or not we say kim lebe the ramine in such a case or not. Zog the Divrei Yecheskel that he has a raya brura from the halacha of Baba Machteres, based on the Shitas HaRambam. Because the Fidah Rambam, like we mentioned, Baba Machteres is no chiyuv to kill him like every raidiv, it's just a rishus to kill him. Nevertheless, it's mefurish in our Mishnah that there's a din of kim lebe the ramine. Haray, that for kim lebe the ramine we don't need a chiyuv, a rishus is enough. Ayin sham ba'erech, a big arichas in the Divrei Yecheskel, Simen Chaf Gimel. Now, in our sugya, there's a big question on the Rif, because the Rif does not bring down not the Mishnah of Baba Machteres and none of the Gemaras that pertain to the Mishnah. So the Baal HaMor is matmi on the Rif. Why is the Rif mashmit the whole sugya of Baba Machteres? Zog the Ramban on Mechemes Hashem that the pshat is that mitzad the fact that you can kill a Baba Machteres, that the Rif doesn't have to bring down because that's mikra mali dibar akasov, something that's a mefurish apasik. It's not necessary for the Rif to bring that down. And mitzad the fact that the Mishnah teaches us that in a case of Baba Machteres, we say kim lebe d'raminei, that's also not necessary, Zog the Ramban, because the Rif brings down the halacha that every Raidif has a din of kim lebe d'raminei, so it's already shone over there in the sugi of Raidif. The Rif doesn't have to be chayzer and say it also in the case of Baba Machteres. Adkan divrei haramban. Now, l'chayre, based on the divrei Yecheskel, which we just said, there's a tremendous chiddush that you say kim lebe d'raminei Baba Machteres, which you don't see by Raidif, because every Raidif, there's a chiyuv to kill the Raidif. By Baba Machteres, you see a chiddush that even when Makom is just a reshus to kill the Raidif, there too we say kim lebe d'raminei. So Hamavur Baramban, as he learns the Shitas HaRif, as he l'chayr obviously holds not like the Rambam that a Baba Machteres isn't really a Raidif and it's only reshus to kill him. He must hold like Shitas Rashi that a Baba Machteres has the same halacha as every Raidif and there's actually a chiyuv to kill him. Therefore, Zog the Ramban very well that there's no chiddush in regards to the halacha of kim lebe d'raminei in the sugya of Baba Machteres that we don't see in the din of kim lebe d'raminei in regards to every raidif. Ad kan the shtikol, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the machlekes between Rava and Rav, whether or not we say a din of kim lebe d'raminei by Baba Machteres, even if the davar haganav is still be'en. Lefi Rav, it's even if it's be'en, and Rava says only if it's ain't a be'en. Now let's understand Shitas Rav. L'chayr it's a pella. Bishlam if the davar aganav is ein be'en, and we're talking about a chayvas mamain, so we can say kim lebe d'raminei patras the ganav. But if the chayvitz is still be'en, how does kim lebe d'raminei make that the nignav's chayvitz should start to belong to the ganav? It's mamish a pella. So there are two chiddushtik mahalchim in the achrayim. The first is the mahalch of the Rashash in our sugya on Taisus de V'yamaskal Afilu. Zog the Rishash that Rav holds that Be'emes, every time a Ganev steals a Chayfetz, it belongs to the Ganev entirely. And even though the Torah says it's a mitzvah of a Heshav Sekzela, that just means that the Torah's mitzvah of the Ganev that when he pays back for the Gneva, he should pay back with the Dover HaGanev. As we find in regards to Chiyuvei Mazikin, that the Torah says there are certain ways how you have to pay back Tashlumi Nazikin. You have to pay with Meitav. So too, in regards to Tashlumi Gneva, the Torah says that you have to l'chatchila pay with the Dover HaGanav itself. But Avada, it's not really returning to the Nignav, the Chavetz that's his, it's a Tashlumin. The Ganav is paying with something that actually belongs already to the Ganav. Just the Torah says that the first thing you have to pay with is the thing that happens to be the Dover HaGanav. If that's not around, then you pay with Mamay. Memela, in a case of Kim Lebed Rabinei, where no Chiyav Tashlumin is Chal Bechlal, the Ganav is going to be potter, and he can keep the chayfetz that he's told. Frek the Rashash on himself, so l'chayre, according to this, how do we understand the din of Ein HaGoynev Achar HaGanav? L'chayre, a second Ganav who steals from the first Ganav should be chayv to the first Ganav, because the chayfetz in actuality belongs already to the first Ganav. So the second Ganav, in effect, is doing a first Maisa Gneva from the Ganav Rishon, who made the chayfetz his. And for the Rashash, because the first Ganav is a chiyuv to pay with this chayfetz, therefore it's not considered shalei legamri, which is why the Torah is memayit that a goyin of achar ganav is going to be potter. This is a mahalach mechudeshes ma'oid from the Rashash. A different mahalach is the mahalach ha'yidua of Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Kovet Shiurim, a masechta Baba Kama Perek Merubah, Simen Yodalid. Zog the Kovet Shiurim it's similar to the Rosh Hash, but very different. That Be'emes, every time a ganav steals something, really it should essentially become his. That's what Kinyani Gneva do, that when a ganav steals something, that should be meitziyat from the bailus of the nignav and make it the ganav's. Just what's always ma'akev it from becoming the ganav's is the chiyuv ha'toyra of a heishav ha'sagzela. That's what holds it back from it becoming the ganav's and keeps it into the bailus of the nignav. The rega, the chiyuv of heishav ha'sagzela is paka, therefore it's chazar ha'davar that with the ma'is ha'gneva it becomes the ganav's. And the Kavich Yurim famously explains with this the yisoid of shinui kaina. We know that if the ganav steals something and he makes a shinui, so it's no longer asher gazal, he's kind of the chayfetz. V'rabim tamu, even though when a shinui happens, there's no chiv of heishav esagzela, which on it it says asher gazal, im ke'en she gazal yachzer, v'mlav ein tzarech la'achzer, the fact that there's no chiv v'heishav doesn't necessarily mean that the chayfetz should actually now become his. Zakra b'chana lefi this, that's the pshat, because be'emes always the ma'is gneva should make it the ganav's. It's just that the heishav esagzela is ma'akev. So when a shinui takes place, and there's no more veheshev, chazar adin, then now through the ma'is gneva it becomes the ganav's. Zakta b'chanan, that's the pshat and shitas rav as well. Be'emes, when you do a ma'is gneva, it should be yours. It's only because of the heishav esagzela that's not yours. But in a case of kimnei with rabinei with no chiv heishav esagzela is chal, it's chazar adover that it belongs to the ganav. Ad kan, the two perushim and the achrayim, how to understand shitas rav. Now let's go on to shitas rava. In regards to Shitas Rava, we find three Shitas in the Rishayim. Shitas Haramban, Udi'ime, Shitas Habalamor, Udi'ime, and Shitas Hayad Ramah, Udi'ime. The Ramban learns that according to Rava, he doesn't hold of this whole Yusayt of Rav, that through the Ma'is Gneva, the Chayfetz actually becomes his. Therefore, if the Chayfetz is Be'en, B'shas, that he was Baba Machteris and he stole it, the Chayfetz remains the property of the Nigzal, and he's Chayv to pay for it. If later on the ganav goes ahead and he breaks it and he makes it eina be'en, so now he's a mazik, and it has the halacha like the Gemara says in Masechta Baba Kama daf samach vav and in Masechta Baba Metzia daf mem gimel of tavra v'shasya, which means that a ganav who breaks the chayfetz later on after he stole it, he's chayev mechadash at that point, and if a chayfetz went up in price, he's chayev according to the new value. So too, in this situation, if b'shas that he was baba machteres, the chayfetz was be'en, so it never became his. If later on, after he's baba machteres, he breaks it and he makes it ain't a be'en, he's going to be chayiv. The only case where we say that a baba machteres is pater is only if he makes it ain't a be'en, b'shas that he's baba machteres. So at that rega, we would have wanted for a chiyuv mamon to be chal. It can't be chal because of kimnei v'di rabinei. That's shitas haramban. However, many Rishayim disagree with the Ramban. Firstly, there's Rashi. Rashi says with the Ramaschal Mistavra, Mistavra milsa derav de pater b'sheshavar bein achshav bein l'achar zman. Rav is saying that he holds that he's going to be pater even if he breaks it later. V'chein isa mefurish b'taisis with the Ramaschal Mistavra, that afilu shavar achar kach, also according to Rav, he's going to be pater. And taisis is mechiach like that, because otherwise, what is Rav being mechadish more than is already written in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says mefurish hayababa machteres v'shaver sachavis emain leidom and pater. Elamai must be that Rav, when he says v'natal kelim v'yatzah pater, he must be coming to be mechadish that even though the shvira only happened later after he left the machteres, there also is pater. And azayi shteit mefurish in the Baal Hamor. Now l'chayre, this is ta'an bir, because if Rav himself holds not like Rav and he holds that if the chayvitz is be'en, through Kimnei B'Drabinei is not kind of the Chayfetz, because Kimnei B'Drabinei only paters Chiyuvei Mamein. So that would make sense if the Maisa Shvira happened in the Machteres. So at the time of the Chiyuv Misa, he becomes pater from the Chiyuv Mamein, we didn't Kimnei B'Drabinei. But if at that time that he was Chayuv Misa, he didn't break the Chayfetz, so as he left the Machteres, the Chayfetz was still the property of the Nignav. If later on, at a later point, he breaks it, he should have the halacha of Tavra V'Shasya, and now he should be Chayuv to pay. What's pattering at this point? There is no longer a chiyuv misa, and there's no longer a p'tor of kimnei b'derabinei. So the Baal Hamor asks this question on himself, and he says that the emes is that Rav really holds like Rav. And he really holds that even if the chayvitz is be'en, it should become his, for whatever reason why Rav holds that it becomes his. Just Rav holds that there's a chumre m'derabanan, that if the chayvitz is still be'en, not to rely on the p'tor of kimnei b'derabinei, and to return the chayvitz be'en. But if the chayvitz is already ain't a be'en, even if the shvira only happened later, there the Chumr de Rabbanan doesn't apply, And we're back to the Ikar Din of Kimnei of the Rabbinah, which makes that the Chayfetz Meikari belongs to the Ganev, and he's Potter, and he's not even Chayiv, Midin Tavra Vishasya. Adkan the Shita of the Baal Hamor. According to this Mahalach, we can answer a Mari Dekakasha, which Rabbi Chanan asks on himself. Frek Rabbi Chanan, he's explaining Shita's Rav based on the Yisoid, which is Mechiach, from the Klal of Shina Kaina. From Shina Kaina, we see that Be'emes, the Chayfetz should essentially belong to the Ganev, if not for the Chiyav Hashava. And at any time the Chiyav Hashava is Paka, whether it's Midin Shinoi, or whether it's Midin Kimnei B'Ramnei, he should be Kaina the Chayfetz. So Frek Rabbi Chanan Vasserman on himself, how is Rava, who argues on Rav, how is he going to understand the din of Shina Kaina? For the Fida Shita Sabal Amor, it's not Shver. Because Rava also agrees to the lumdus of Rav, that through the Maisa Gneva, Be'etzim, the Chavitz should be his. And through Kimnei B'de Rabimine, it actually is his, because there's no Chiyav HaShava. This is just a Chumra Midrabanan, not to rely on Kimnei B'de Rabimine. But in the case of Shina Kaina, it's going to be his, because Rava and Rav agree with each other. Al Kopanim, that's the teretz of the Baal Hamor to be Masber the Shita. But the Yad Ramah has a different Malach. Zog the Yad Ramah, this klal of Tavra Vishasya, that if a Ganev breaks the Davar HaGanev later on in the Gneva, that he's Chayiv according to the time of the Shvira, that's only in a Hechatimtze, where had he broken it at the time of the Maisa Gneva, he would have been Chayiv. But in a case where B'Shas the Maisa Gneva, there's a Kimnei B'Drabminei, and he's not Chayiv at that time, so too later on when he breaks the Chayfetz, he's going to be Putter as well. Ad Kan Divrei Yad Ramah. V'Rabim Tamu, how to understand this Yad Ramah. What's the kesher between the original Maisa Gneva and the later Maisa Shvira? Just because B'Shas the Maisa Gneva was a Kimnei B'Drabminei, that's history. Today, B'Shas the Maisa Shvira, there is no longer a Chiyav Misa, and he should be Chayiv. Why is the Chiyav of the Maisa Shvira mitli tali if he would have been Chayiv B'Shas the Maisa Gneva or not? So it's Yidua to answer in the Olam HaYeshivas, Al Pei Divrei Reb Chaim and Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Al Rambam Hilchos Chayiv Lumazik. And we'll be makdim bekitzur that we have to understand what is the yisoid of the chiyuv of Tavra Vishasya. So there's a famous machlaikis, the ksois and the nesivis in Siman Lama Dalad. The ksois says that he's chayiv midin mazik. The nesivis says that he's chayiv midin ganev. Their first maisa gneva was maitziat merashus habaylim, and the maisa shvira goes further and takes it that not only is it out of the rashus of the habaylim, now the Baalim loses it legamri, and it's not shaloi either. Reb Chaim says similar to the Nesivis, but with a different lamdus. Zog Reb Chaim v'zelashaynai, the kol shachayfetz ganav oigazol, anytime we have a chayfetz that's in a matziv of being ganav or gazol, biyad aganav, kol nezek sha'oysa biyadayim, din gneva ugzela bay. Any maisa mazik which the ganav does to this chayfetz which is ganav by him, is considered a hemshech of the original Maisa HaGneva. That means that once the Ganev steals something, any further hezek that the Ganev does in the context of this Gneva is considered a progression of the Gneva itself. This is a Davar Amuk Ma'id, and Ikr Makaymai is in Perek Meruba, Dav Samachay, and other places. Al Kopanim, the Yisoid of Reb Chaim is that Tavra Vishasi isn't a new Maisa Mazik or a new Maisa Gneva. Tavra Vishasi, which takes place in the context of the original Maisa Gneva, that's a hemshech of the original Maisa Gneva. And any chiyuvim which we're going to be mechayivim for the Maisa of Tavra Vishasi are piled on top of the original chiyuvim of the Maisa Gneva. Mimela, in a case of Baba Machteris, where the original Maisa Gneva isn't mechayivim because of Kimnei B'Drabinei, it's not possible for the later Maisa of Tavra Vishasi to be mechayivim anything on top of a Maisa Gneva which isn't mechayiv b'chlal. The fact that this Maisa Gneva was done b'matzav of Kimnei B'Drabinei paters kol chiyuve Gneva zu, and if we come to Machayivim for a progression of this Maisa Gneva, that's Memela Pater also, because the Iker Yisoid of this Maisa Gneva was Nifter Aidei, the Ptor of Kimnei B'Drabinei. Ad kan the Mahalach Ba'elma Yeshivas to understand Pshat in the Shitas Ayad Ramah over here. Hayoitze, that in Shitas Rava, what's clear is that if he was Shavras Achavis inside the Machteres, he's going to be Pater from any Chiyuvim. What's also clear is that if the Chayfetz is still be'en today, that he's Chayiv to give it back. What's unclear is if he steals the Chayfetz and he brings it out be'en out of the Machteres, and then he breaks it. Lefi the Shitas Ramban, he's not kind of the Chayfetz if he steals it by machteretz. So if the chavetz belongs to the bailim, if afterwards he breaks it, he's going to be chayiv. Lefi the shita of Rashi and the Balamor and the Yad Ramah, even if he breaks it afterwards, he's going to be putter. But how to understand why he's putter, and that we have two mahalchim, one of the Balamor and one of the Yad Ramah. The Balamor shita is that be'emes, Rava also essentially holds like Rav that he's kind of the chavetz immediately. And therefore, if he breaks it later, he broke his own chavetz and he's going to be putter. It's just that if the chavetz is still banned today, he's going to have to give it back, midrabanan. Masha'enkein lefi the shita of the Yad Ramah, be'emes he holds that he's not kind of the chavetz when he takes it out. Just any chiyuvim which we want to be mechayivim later when he's taver v'shasya have to be built upon the ikr chiyuvim that he was neschayiv v'shas, the original ma'isa geneva, which he was a baba machteres. Therefore, being that no chiyuvim were chal originally, afterwards, if you want to be mechayivim, he didn't taver v'shasya, he's also going to be potter. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara Nomad Beis brings down a brisa, the darshins, domim einloi, bein v'choil, bein b'shabbos. And the Gemara explains that there would be a havamina that just like Haruge Bezdin, you don't kill them on Shabbos, so too, by a Baba Machteres, you can't kill them on Shabbos. And the Maskana is that we learn from the Pasuk that you can kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos. So we have to understand what's the havamina to compare it to Haruge Bezdin, and also what's the Maskana, what was Nischadish in this Gzeres HaKosuf. So Rashi brings down in the Gemara's havamina that we learn from a Pasuk earlier on Daf Lamed Hey, Leisavaru Eish B'chol Meshvei Seichem, that Bezdin cannot kill Haruge Bezdin on Shabbos. Now, why do you need a pasuk to tell us this? So the Gemara Masech the Yevamos of Zayinim and Aleph is Masber, because there would be a havmina that the mitzvah saseh of Haruge Bezdin is doicha the Isser of Shabbos. That's why we need a pasuk of Leitzavaru Eish to teach us that not. Now, L'chayre, this stems with Rashi L'shitasoi, that he holds that every Baba Machteres is like a Reidif Mamish, and there's a mitzvah Mishum Pekuach Nefesh to kill the Baba Machteres. Therefore, just like Haruge Bezdin, that we need a pasuk of the Savaro Eish to tell us not to be makayim the mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin and Bidoicha Shabbos, so too by Baba Machteres, we need a pasuk, according to the Gemara's Havamina of Le Savaro Eish, to teach us that the mitzvah of Atzolos Nefashos is not going to be Bidoicha Shabbos. That's pshat in the Havamina, that it's Doimit Haruge Bezdin. And the Maskana that we have a pasuk to tell us that Baba Machteres is different and it is Doicha Shabbos, Zog Rashi b'devir maschol komash b'lon, dekatlinon mishum pikuach nefesh deheich. That means that being that the mitzvah of Baba Machteres comes mitzad pikuach nefesh, and pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, therefore it is different than the mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin, which is not doicha Shabbos. That also stems with Rashi l'shitasoi, that he holds, even in the present matzav now of Baba Machteres, we already see it as a matzav of pikuach nefesh. Kol zanicha l'Rashi. But lefi the Rambam, sai the havmin of the Gemara, and say the maskana of the Gemara needs a beer. The havamin of the Gemara that we shtel it to Haruge Bezdin, that's sarach beer. Bishlama by Haruge Bezdin, there's a nidin whether or not the mitzvah of killing Haruge Bezdin is Deicha Shabbos, and we need a pasuk of Leisavaru Eish to say that it's not. But in regards to Baba Machteres, that it's only a reshus, what's the havamin of Bechlav that it should be Deicha Shabbos? There's no essay to be Deicha the Isser of Shabbos. V'oid be'emes, we can ask on the Gemara's havamina. This is a kasha that Reb Shmuel asks in Chidusha Reb Shmuel, Simen Tesvav, Oizvav, that there's really also an opposite kasha, that it should be pasha, that it should be mutter to kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos. Because killing is really makalkal. And with the Raisa, there's no Isra to do a malacha that's makalkal. Bish Lama by Haruge Bezdin, that's considered a tikkun, because it's a mitzvah saseh to kill. Therefore, there's be a havamina that it's a malacha. Just on top of that, there's a havamina that the malacha is nidche mipnei the mitzvah saseh of Haruge Bezdin, and in that we have a pasuk to tell us that lemaisa it's not deicha. But in regards to Baba Machteres, which is only rishus, so you're not be makayim a mitzvah b'chlal by killing him, that's a pashut to makalkal. That's not a malacha of hariga on Shabbos b'chlal. So it should be pashut that it shouldn't be b'chlal the iser. That's l'chayr with shver on the havamina of the Gemara. And the maskan of the Gemara that we learn out that be'emes you could kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos, that's also tzarech bir. What's pshat in the Torah? Bishlam, according to Rashi, like Rashi says, it's pikuach nefesh. But if the Rambam, that we don't consider the present matziv to be a matziv of atzolos nefashos and pikuach nefesh, why is it be'emes mutter to kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos? This is what's matzah tzarech bir, lefi shitas harambam. So Rab Shmuel over there, in Chedusha Rab Shmuel, simetas vav, ayiz vav, he says a bir nifla to be miyash of shitas harambam, based on a different Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perich of Dal Halacha Zayin, brings down the halacha that you can't be ma'anish on Shabbos from the pasuk of Leisavaru Eish B'chol Meshveisechem. And the Rambam B'Lashayne tells us that that's coming to teach us also that you can't give Malkus on Shabbos. Zog the Rambam, Hareshin Eschai V'Bezdin Malkus Oymisa, Ein Malkin Vein Memisan Eisa B'Shabbos, Shenemar Leisavaru Eish B'chol Meshveisechem. And the Rambam explains, Zu Ashara L'Bezdin Shalai Yisrufu B'Shabbos Mishachayiv Sreifa. The simple translation is in regards to Sreifa, v'hu adin l'shar oinchin, which includes Malkus, l'divrei HaRambam. Frek de Magen Avram in Simon Shin Labates of Katan Gimel, what's the pshat that you can't give Malkus? Bishlama Misa, which is a Melechas Shabbos. So there, the Torah is telling us that the mitzvah of Haruge Bezdin is not Deicha Shabbos. But Malkus, which isn't a Melecha Bechlal, why is that included in the Isra of Leisavaru Eish? And the Magen Avram says pshat in the Rambam according to one of his Pirushim, then obviously the Rambam holds that the Isser of Leisavaru Eish is not just that Harigas Bezin isn't Deicha Shabbos, but rather it's a new Isser of Ein Einshin B'Shabbos. Whatever the Einish entails, whether it entails Chil Shabbos or not, we cannot be Ma'anish on Shabbos, and that's what's learned out from the Pasuk, Beremez of Leisavaru Eish B'chol Meish V'Seichem. What's the Makar to learn such a Pshat in the Pasuk? Zok Reb Shmuel, the Makar is from Arasugya. Because Boba Machteres, Lashitas HaRambam is only Rishos. If it's only Rishos, like we explained, that's a Mekalkal, and it doesn't entail a Melechas Shabbos Bechlal. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, the Havmina is that it would be Doimet Arugei Bezdin, which we cannot do on Shabbos. Be'achreyach, Zok the Rambam, must be the din of Arugei Bezdin has nothing to do with the fact that we're being over a Melechas Shabbos. It's just a general klal of Ein Einshin B'Shabbos, and therefore that includes Baba Machteres as well. Because even though Baba Machteres may only be a Rishus to kill him, it's still Begeder Einish. The Einish is that he's Nidin Al Shem Seifai, and we may kill him. So that's the Pshat in the Gemara's Havamina, that Baba Machteres is Doime Tarugei Bezdin, where the Torah tells us in Leisavaru Eish that Ein Einshin Bechlal on Shabbos. What's the Maskana that we learn out from the Pasuk of Ein Leidomim that you could kill a Baba Machteres on Shabbos? The Maskana is, like the Rambam himself says, that it's Azhara to Bezdin that we can't do Einshay Bezdin on Shabbos. But an Einish, like Baba Machteres is Nidin Al Shem Seifai, which is not a Din May Einshay Bezdin, that the Torah's Bimagala could be done on Shabbos. Adkan, this Shtikl, the Mahalik and the Gemara's Havmin and the Maskana, the Fishitas Rashi Lishitasai, and the Fishitas Haramam Lishitasai. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes on to explain the Chelik of the Braisa that says, Dam loy bein b'choyel bein b'shabbos, that it's talking about a case of the fakech alav esagal, which means if we have a case of damim loy, like a case of av al benoy, and then the gal falls on top of the av on Shabbos, so it's mutter to be machal Shabbos to save the av. Rashi b'divrei maschal the fakech alav esagal is meisif, that that's true in a case of yesh loy damim. Aval im bal iske nefashis in a case of ein loy damim, kivan denitin lahargo b'lay asra, just like it's mutter to lechatchila go ahead and kill him, gavra katilahu. Mishas Chatira, and therefore we're not Mefakchan Lava Sagal on Shabbos. Now why does Rashi make this Aisafa? So the Chayr, the Pshat, the Pashat, and Rashi is that the Iker Din that the Gemara says, that in a case of Yesh Leidamim, that we're Mefakech Lava Sagal on Shabbos, that's the Chayr Pshita. If we don't assume that this person is coming Aliskin Efashis, so he doesn't have the Din of Baba Machteres, so obviously, in a case where he's Besakana, we would save him. Why should the Allah of Pikuach Nefesh in regards to the Ava Baal Benoi be any different than a pikuach nefesh of any person which we're mechal Shabbos for? And this is be'emes a big kasha which the Achrayim ask. I am Tayrus Chayim v'oid Achrayim. So the Chayr Rashi is saying the Seisofet to teach us that Enoch Hanami, the Iker Chiddush is not for the case of Yesh Leidam that mefakchan alav esagal, but the Iker Chiddush is for the Diyuk, but in a case of Ein Leidamim, that there the halacha is that we're not mechal Shabbos to save him b'chlal. And in that, there is a big chiddush, like we'll see in a minute, Bezuz Hashem. Now, in the Etzem Kash of the Charetz Pshita, Ayin in the Sefer Or Gadol, in his Simon Aleph, which is a kuntras on Hilchas Kiddush Hashem, that he says over there, it's on page Dalet, that Be'emes Yesh Liyash of the Kash of the Taras Chaim differently, and we're not muchrach to say, like the Rashi says, that the Iker Chiddush is for Ein Leidamim. We could say that Be'emes, in a case of Av HaBaal B'noi, although the halach is you cannot kill the Av, because we don't assume that he's Baal Iskei Nefashis, but there's a makom to say that maybe there's a suffik katan, there's a small tzad, that even the Av HaBaal B'nai is also coming on Iskei Nefashis. V'nafkamina, that even though it's asr to kill him, b'kum va'asei, but to go ahead and save him, that we won't do. We will not be Mechal Shabbos, because Allah will be Sheva Al Tase. Don't kill him, but don't save him either, b'makam chilul Shabbos. Therefore, the Gemara is teaching us this drasha of damim lai, even on Shabbos, and in the case of aval bal b'nai, we don't assume that there's any tzad whatsoever, and he's like, kol adam, da mefakach nalav esagal. That's how the Argadol wants to be miyash for the kasha, to avoid Rashi's diuk. But akapanim zok the Argadol, Rashi is clear, like we said before, that he does not hold to this teretz, and he holds that the ikar chiddush is for a case of ein lay damim, that ein mefakach nalav esagal. Now, in the etzim chiddush of Rashi, that b'makam that it's ein lay damim, that the lach is ein mefakach nalav esagal, there's a very big question. Ayin b'me'iri u'b'achreinim, the Argadol over there, and also the Tshuvas Achiezer, and many other Achreinim that discuss this problem. L'chaira, even though it's true, that kol zman that he's baba machteres, and he's baal iske nefashis, that the halacha is that we can kill this person, but the rega that the gal falls on top of him, so it's as if he's yaitzim machteres. At this point, he can no longer go ahead and kill the baal abayis. So aibazai, it's chazar adin, that he's like any other yid, which we have to save him, m'pnei pikuach nefesh, and we should be mefakchan alav esagal on Shabbos. Just because originally he's ba al iske nefashis, how does that affect his current matziv, where he's no longer ba al iske nefashis, and why is the halacha that we do not save him on Shabbos? So the Meiri, in one of his tirutzim, he says that we're chayshish, that be'emes, this person, he's still trying to get out of the gal, and he still has his original intent to go ahead and steal, and to be ba al iske nefashis. Therefore, we don't take off the gal, because there's a chshash, that the situation of Baal Iskin Nefashis is still Kayim. Zogta Argadol, that Rashi is clear that he does not hold like the Meiri. Because Rashi takes pain to tell us that the reason why Im Mefakhan Alav Esagal is because Gavra Katila he Meshas Chatira. It's Chal on him a din of Gavra Katila from the point when he was Bechatira. Mashma, that at this point he's no longer a Matzav of Baba Machteris. Because if he was, it wouldn't be necessary for Rashi to tell us that Meshas Chatira he's a Gavra Katila. Right now, he's still b'matziv of Baba Machteres, and if we could kill him b'yadayim, obviously we won't save him. Be'achreich, Rashi is telling us that even though we're going to assume that now he's not anymore in the matziv of Baal Iskin Nefashis, nevertheless, because originally he had a din misa, that's why even now at this point we're not going to save him. V'tzarech bir be'emes, why not? So we're going to mention Be'ez Hashem two pirushim which are found in the Achreinim. The first pshat that we're going to say is the pshat of the Argadol himself. And he says a very big yesod. What happens if you have a situation where a person puts himself b'matzav of sakana? Are we mechal Shabbos to save him or not? So the Argadol is mayrich with rayas that we're not going to save him in such a situation. This is a tremendous chiddush halacha, but that's how the Argadol comes out. And he brings a fascinating raya, b'shem Avrech Echad, from the Maisa of Hillel, in Masechta Yuma Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, where he climbed up on the roof of the Beis Medrash and snow fell on top of him. And they noticed in the morning, on Shabbos morning, that there was a figure in the window. And they took him down, and he was b'matzav of a sakanas nefashis. And the Gemara says over there, b'zeh haloshin, ro'i zeh l'chal alav es ha-Shabbos. Now, l'chayre, the word zeh is tzarech bir. Any yid is ro'i l'chal alav es ha-Shabbos b'mokam sakana. Why is the Gemara being magdayik that dafke Hillel, dafke zeh is ro'i t'im l'chal alav es ha-Shabbos? Just the pshat is because b'emes, Hillel put himself in the matzav of a sakana. And based on the Yisoid that the Argadol says, any person that puts himself in matzav of sakana, we're not mechal Shabbos to save him. Just on that, the Gemara says that Hillel was an exception to the rule. Ro'i zeh l'chal alav es ha-Shabbos, because he went up with kavana l'shem shemayim, because it was nafshei choshka b'tayra. And the Argadol is maisif that we find many times in Chazal, that the Tanaim and the Amirayim weren't even margish what's going on with them, mirayv cheshkusam, and because of the great involvement that they had in Torah. Therefore, we're not going to consider Hillel to be a Peshaya, and in this situation, Roi Zeh L'chal Alav Es HaShabbos. But anybody else who puts himself in Matzav HaSakana, there's no mitzvah to save him. Therefore, Zokta Argadol, what would be in a situation where somebody's Baba Machteres, and the Baal HaBayis has a right to go ahead and kill this Baba Machteres, and on Shabbos, the Baal HaBayis would have thrown the Gal on top of him? Would we go afterwards and save him? Let's say now that he's not Baba Machteres anymore, maybe we should save him. No, we won't. Because being at the Baba Machteres himself, put himself in a mativ where he's Oymed Lomos and he's a Gavra Katila, there's no mitzvah to save him, and we're not Mechal Shabbos. Now, once that Yisoid is true, the Argadol wants to be Maisiv Chidush on top of a Chidush. That even in a situation where the Baal HaBayis wasn't the one that threw the Gal on him, but the Gal fell by itself on him, there too we're going to say, just like if we would have thrown the Gal on him, there's no mitzvah to save him because he put himself in Matzav HaSakana. If b'mikra, it wasn't the Baal HaBayis or anybody else who did it, it was Minashamayim that fell on him. Nevertheless, he's still in this matzav that he put himself initially b'matzav of a sakana, and there's no mitzvah to save him from the gal on Shabbos. Adkan the pirush with the chiddush halacha of the Or Gadol. Another pshat, which is based on a yesoidus tikkun chiddush, I found in the Sefer Birkas Avram, and the same pshat I found in the shiurim of Agoin Rabbi Somer Garbuz, Baal Mechaber Sefer Mishnas Shabbos and Shchitas Chulin. They say a mori tikkun yesoid. What would be be'emes if the Baal HaBayis himself would try to kill the person, and through killing the person initially became incapacitated, and he can no longer be Baba Machteris, and he can't be Baal Iskin of Fashas. Is there a mitzvah to kill him or not? So they say avada not. Because being that this maisa of killing the Baba Machteris is dinai, that's the dinat Torah. So if the dinat Torah is to kill him, it can't be that Mineu Bey, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and do Atzalos and Fashas. Although it's true that if originally we wouldn't have to kill him, and we would just stop him from being Baba Machteris, that we wouldn't kill him. But now that the matzav was that we had to kill him, so he is a gavra katila and is dinoi lamus, so the maisa hariga that happens to him, that's dinoi. And it's impossible that mineu bei b'shas maisa, there should be a din hatzala. Just like that's true if the Baal HaBayis himself or somebody else would have killed him b'mezid, so too, if the gal falls on him min hashamayim, because this person at that point is dinoi lamus, so min hashamayim, his din is happening and he's being killed. So minei yubei b'shas maiseh, there's no halacha to go ahead and to save him. Ad kan, the pirush hanifla from the Birkas Avram and Rabbi Somer Garbuz. Hayoytzei, that we have three possible ways to understand this halacha. Either like the Meiri, that be'emes, we have to dan whether or not he's still coming al iskin nefashos. Or like the Or Gadol who says that once he put himself in a matziv, that he's b'sakana, so there's no mitzvah satzala. Or, like the Birkas of Roman, Rabbi Somer Garbuz, that once it's dinoi lomus, so mineu bei of the hariga, that his din is being the skyim in him, there's no mitzvah hatzala. And now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara brings down an idyon whether or not a raidif is tzarech hasra or not. And the shita of Rav Huna is a raidif is ain't tzarech hasra. And the Gemara says that there definitely is a shita tanoim in a braisa that agrees with Rav Huna. That's the braisa that says machtarta izui hasra asai. So just like a Baba Machteris does not need Asra, so too a Raidif does not need Asra either. And the Gemara is mistopic at the end of the Amud, whether or not there may be a Braisa that disagrees with Rav Huna, and it's a Machlekes Tanoim, or maybe all the Braisas agree to Rav Huna that a Raidif is Ein Tzarech Asra. So we have to understand what's the Nidan, whether or not a Raidif is Tzarech Asra or not. So to explain the Suffolk, we have to be Makdim, a major Chakira in the Achrayim, how to understand the etzem din that a raidif you can kill. This chakira is found first in the night of Yehuda in Madura Tanyana, Chelek Chayshin Mishpat, Simen Samach, in the paragraph that starts with Va'ed Ka'amina. And then afterwards, many other chayim speak about it as well, Ayin Imrim Aisha Simen Lamed, Ayin Afika Yam Chelek Bei Simen Mem, and much more. They declare the following chakira. This that the Torah says we can kill a raidif, is that just a din, a hechatimtza, had to save the nirdaf? In order to save the nirdaf, the Torah tells us, there's a mitzvah of atzalas and nirdaf, go ahead and kill the raidif. Aydilma, the Torah is meichel achalais einish on the raidif. Because this person is a raidif, and he wants to kill the nirdaf, he gets an einish, that he's chayev misa today. That's the major chakira of the achrayim, and there are many rais lakan o lakan, and we're going to be mayrach about this be'ez Hashem more in the shiur for dafayin gimel. Now, the Noidi Yehuda, he brings one raya that it's an einish, and one raya that it's not. His raya that's an einish is from the Gemara later on the Fayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that applies the klal of ein einshin min hadin in the din of raidif. The Gemara wants to learn out the din of raidif mekal v'chaymer, and the Gemara says you can't because it's a klal ein einshin min hadin. From there, you see that it's an inyan of an einish on the raidif. That's the raya that it is an einish. The raya that it's not an einish is from our Sugis HaGemara that discusses that a katan who's a raidif has a din of a raidif that you can kill him. Now, a katan is not a bar einshin b'chlal, so b'ach reach, it's not a din einish. Those are the rights of the Naidi Yehuda, lekan o lekan. So the Naidi Yehuda comes out l'maskana, that the emes is that this is talya ba'ashli ravivi, this is mitli tali in the major machlaikis between Rav Huna and the possible machlaikis of the braises, whether or not the raidif is tzarech asra or not. Because the Na'idim Yehuda understands that the pshat in that machlekes gufa is whether or not the roidef is a din einish or it's just a din of atzalas and yirduf. If it's just a din of atzalas and yirduf, there's no point to give him asra. We don't need to give him asra. The ikar is save the nirduf even benafshei shel roidef. But if it's a din einish, every einish requires asra, and that would be the reason to have to give him asra. Zakh Dinei Dibihuda, therefore the Gemara on the Fayin Beis Amud Beis, in our sugya, that says that a katan that's roidef achar chaveri, you can kill him. That's going according to the Shita of Rav Huna that a roidef is ain tzarech asra. So bechreich, it's only a din of atzolos or nirduf, and it's not a din einish. Therefore it follows that a katan who's not a varanjin is also going to have the din of roidef la tzolos or nirduf. However, the Gemara later on the Fayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that says the klal of ain einshem and adin, the Gemara uses that as a kasha. That kasha and echanami is only going according to the shitas that hold that a roidef is tzarech asra and it's a din einish. Based on that, the Gemara asks in ain einshem and adin. But an echanami, according to Rav Huna and according to the Braisa that says machtarte zui asra asoy and it's not a din einish, the Gemara would not have the kasha of ain einshem and adin. Ad kan dvarav shel Na'idim Yehuda. Now the emes is in pshat this is a peladik mahalach. Because the Gemara brings down Rav Huna's memra that says, "Katan a reidef nitan atzila benafshei," and the Gemara is dan luchayret tzarech asra must be kasava Rav Huna that reidef ain't tzarech asra. Now lefi the Na'idim Yehuda that the nidan whether or not you need asra or not is really a nidan whether or not it's an einish. So on the tzad that it's tzarech asra, besides for the problem of tzarech asra that a katan is not a bar asra, there's a bigger problem. He's not a bar einshin bchalal. So why wasn't the Gemara done with the more crani problem that a katan is not a bar einshin bchalal? Why does the Gemara ignore that issue and only discuss the issue of Asra? So l'chayra, the Gemara is very mashma, that the Gemara is able to tolerate the tzad that a katan should have a din raidif even though he's not a bar einshin, and still the Gemara had an idan, whether or not it's tzarech asra or ein tzarech asra. And the emes is chayn mevur mefurish in the Yad Ramah and Arasugya. On Rav Huna's memra that says, that a katan a raidif nitan al tzibad nafshay, zok the Yad Ramah v'zel ashaynay, va'afagav the katan lav bar einshinu, so the Yad Ramah is mo'er of this problem. Zok the Yad Ramah, lav misham chiyuv adidehu de katale, we're not killing him on account of his chiyuv, el misham hatzola deheich, it's in order to save the nirduf. So the Yad Ramah immediately addresses this problem, and he says it's not coming mikayach a chiyuv on the raidif per se, it's coming mikayach a din of hatzola sa nirduf. And then the Yadamaz Mamshech, Vihim Yishom the Katan Lav Val Kibule Yasra. Lemaisa, there's another problem that he has to have Asra. Kasav are right if ain't Sarach Asra. So it's clear in the Yadamaz that even though he already establishes from the get go that the problem of Lav Var Einshin is not a problem because the reason why we may kill him is because of a Tzala Deheich, there's still a Nidan whether or not it's Sarach Asra or ain't Sarach Asra. And it's not that these two Nidainim are Tluyim Zebezeh and not like Divrei Hanayde Yehuda. But Lechayre Be'emes is Sarach Bir. The Chayal Pi Pashtus Menasvar, the Na'idim Yehuda should be correct. The same Nidan or not, whether or not a Katan Lav that's Lav or Einshin could be Nerag, that should also be the same Nidan, whether or not it's Tzarech Asra or not. Now the Pshat in this Lechayr could be explained, Al Pi a Gracie Yisoid, which is found in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, in Hilchas Reitzeach, Perek Aleph. In the end of the Shtikl, he stells avek the Yisoid of how Reidif works. Vizel Ashaynai. Nehi the ikar din raidif hu atzalasi shal nirdaf. That's for sure that the ikar din of raidif is to save the nirdaf. Mikol makaim ha delay dainin alay hach dein daich nefesh bepnei nefesh. L'chayr be'emes, even though we have to save the nirdaf, but mitzad sheni, to kill the raidif on account of that, should bring us to a problem of ein daich nefesh bepnei nefesh. So why do we kill the raidif for atzalasi nirdaf, and why don't we say ein daich nefesh bepnei nefesh? Zok Rab Chaim, ha vadai da have a din chiyuva beraydif. That's for sure because it's a din chiyuv on the raydif. Ad kan l'shaynei shal Rab Chaim. So Rab Chaim explains to us that be'emes, the shayrish of the din raydif has to come from an inin of atzolos and nirduf. But in order that atzolos and nirduf should warrant that we should kill the raydif, that's because it's chal on the raydif a din chiyuv to kill him. That din chiyuv is what makes that there's no problem of being deichen nefesh b'nei nefesh. He has a chiyuv. Ad kan dvarav shal Rab Chaim. With this we can understand the Yad Ramah and the Hemshech of our sugya. Mitzad, the fact that a katan is not a bar einshin, that's not a problem. Because like the Yad Ramah says, lav mishum chiyuv adidei with the katalei, the shayrish of killing this raidif is not because of chiyuv ha-raidif, ela mishum atzol adeich. The shayrish of this din chiyuv comes from the din atzala. If the shayrish of the din chiyuv comes because the Torah wants us to save the nirdaf, that's something which is applicable on a katan as well. Nevertheless, the way that atzala and nirdaf actually happens, that we shouldn't run into a problem of ein doicha nefesh b'nei nefesh, is that for atzala and nirdaf, the Torah was machadish, that there's a din chiyuv chal on the raidif. If there's a din chiyuv chal on the raidif, and that's what allows us to kill him, then we have a nidan of maybe he needs asra. Because every time we kill somebody that comes mikayach a chiyuv, he may need hasra. So it comes out the problem of lav bar einshin is not a problem, because b'sharshay it's not a din einish, it's a din atzalasi shal anirdav. But b'fayal, because it's chal a chiyuv on the raidif, that might require hasra. And if a katan is not a bar hasra, so even though there's no problem of lav bar einshin, there's a different problem. A katan who's lad a bar hasra can't have the din of chiyuv of killing the raidif b'pnei atzalasi shal anirdav. And that's what Rav Huna is being mechadish to us. No, you can kill a katan as well, because raidif ain't tzarech hasra. This din chiyuv is different than every din chiyuv in Kol Torah Kula, and it does not require hasra. So the fact that he's not a bar einshin wasn't a nidin b'chlal in Rav Huna's eyes. The nidin of hasra was a nidin, and that Rav Huna's mechadish, raidif ain't tzarech hasra. Ad kan, the pshat in the Gemara, first the mahalach of the Nei Dibi Yehuda, what's shver with the Nei Dibi Yehuda, the mahalach of the Yad Ramah, and the bir al pi divrei Reb Chaim. And now let's go weiter, me'inin le'inin ba'isa inin. The Gemara Teicha Dvarim is mavur, that even on the tzad, that a raidif is ein tzarech hasra, it still needs azhara. How is it mavur like that? Because the Gemara originally wants to bring a siyua to Rav Huna, from a b'raisa that says, that we warn him, re'ei she yisraelu uben brisu, v'atayra amra, shefich dama adam, ba'adam dama yishafich. And the Gemara does not say that the raidif has to answer that he's makabal hasra. So if he's not makabal asra, that's not a kosher asra. It's a raya ain't tzarech asra. And the Gemara answers that that's not a raya to Rav Huna, because that raya could be going according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. But akalpanim, according to the Gemara's initial raya, we see that even though it's not a real asra, and we obviously don't need asra like shita Rav Huna, nevertheless we do have to be mazir him. Why do we have to be mazir him b'chlal? So in this we find two pirushim, the pshat of the Maharsha and the pshat of the Yad Ramah. The Maharsha says that the reason why we have to be mazarim is lahavchen ben shegig lemezid. It's true that you don't actually need asra, raidif ain't tzarech asra, but the raidif has to be a mezid. Now this is a tremendous chiddush la'alacha. Comes out that Rav Huna holds that even though ain't tzarech asra, but a mezid he has to be. Now first let's try to understand this min hasvara. If it's ain't tzarech asra, so l'chayre it's not a din einish b'chlal, like the Nei Dibi Yehuda says, it's just a din atzalasi shel anirdaf. So why would it even need to be a mezid? Hatzalosit shel anirdaf applies anytime we have a situation where the raidif is going to bring about the misa of the nirdaf. Let's save the nirdaf by killing the raidif. What does it make a nafkamina if he's a mezid or a shaygig, machavin or ena machavin? So l'chayr, this is vaiter mavur al pidivir Reb Chaim anal, that the only way to kill a raidif is only with a din chiyuv. And according to the Maharsha, that din chiyuv is only present when he's a mezid. That's the bir l'chayra min asvara pshat in the marsha. But l'chayra, midivrei gemara, it's very shver to say such a thing. Because the gemara discusses the uber being a raidif. And the gemara's teretz is that an uber is not a raidif because mishamaya karat filei. Now l'chayra, how could you have a nidan b'chlal of an uber being a raidif if he has to be a mezid? A uber is definitely not a mezid b'chlal. So l'chayra, we have to answer b'chreig l'fi the marsha that calls in nichlal in the gemara's teretz of mishamaya karat filei. Al pipashtus mishamaya karat filei means that the uber is not doing anything. Lefi the Maharsha, we have to say that even besides for saying that the uber is not doing anything, it's be'etzam chaser in the fact that he's a mezid, so he doesn't have a din of a raidif. But the emes is that this chidush din of the Maharsha is not muskam b'fi akol. There's mefur shabir agra in Shulchan Aruch, chay shemishpat, simen shin pei ches, sifkotan ayin dalet, that he says that even if the raidif is not mechaven and he doesn't realize what he's doing b'chlal, there still is a din that it's nitin latzile b'nafshay. And his raya is from the Gemara of Uber. From the fact that the Gemara has to be mechadish, such a teretz of Uber, that is mishamaya karatvei, is a raya that the fact that he's not mechaven, that doesn't make him not a raidif. And he brings another raya from a Gemara Masechta Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that somebody who puts a chamor into a boat, and that's causing the boat to drown, that he also has a shem raidif. And the Biragra assumes over there that the bachlal was not the kavana of the person who brought the chamor into the boat. Obviously, he has a din of a raidif and is nitin latzila b'nafshay, even if he's not machaven. So the chidush din of the Maharsha is nitin b'machlaikas. What else can we say pshat in our Gemara? So there's another pshat from the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah says the reason why we have to be mazer him is because Dilma Hoderbe Umitzali Tarvayo. That means to say, we have a possibility b'feneinu to make that the nirdaf and the raidaf will both be saved. And the klal is, any time we could save the nirdaf without killing the raidaf, that's what we have to do. As Zayishet Mefurish in the Gemara later on the Fayandala Mar Aleph, that if it's nitin latzilei be'echad me'evorov, we can't kill him. So too here, we're mazer him and we say, don't run after that person because you're going to get killed, because through that he may change his mind and not kill him. So that's an opportunity to save Sai the nirdaf and Sai the raidaf. So if he's the Yad Ramah, we don't have to say like the Schiddush of the Marsha that he has to be amazed. And still we have to be mazerim in order to give him that possibility of being saved. Ad kan this inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down, as a kash on Rav Huna, the Mishnah in Masechta Aholis, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav, of a woman that's Maksha Leilid, and the Uber is putting the mother Besakana. And at the end of the Mishnah it says, that if it's Yotza Reisha, ain't Deiche Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. In fact, the Gemara, L'chari L'fir Rav Huna, why wouldn't we don the Uber as a Raidif, even though the Uber is not a Bar Hasra, but a Reishitas Rav Huna is, that Raidif ain't Tzorach Hasra. And to that, the Gemara answers that it's Mishamaya Karadfi. Now, the Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz Pashtas is that he doesn't have a Shem Raidif B'chlal. Rashi in our Gemara brings down the Reish of that Mishnah, which says what happens before the Uber is Maitzi Reisha. At that point, it's still mutter to kill the uber. And Rashi explains, because kolzman that it's layotza la'avir o'aylam, lav nefeshu v'nitin lahargai. He doesn't have a din nefesh b'chlal. So hayayitzei from the Reisha and the Sefer together, that a uber be'emes is not a reidif b'chlal. Just before he's yayitzei la'avir o'aylam, he doesn't have a shem nefesh, so there's no aver b'chlal to kill the uber. So even without a shem reidif, you can kill the uber. And once it's Yatzal Avra Ailam, so he has a Shem Nefesh, the only instance when it's mutter to kill an actual Nefesh is only if he has a Shem Raidif. Because Mishamayi Karatfi, it's usher to kill him. That's the pshat of Rashi to explain the Mishnah in Masech Da'olos. However, the Rambam in Ilchus Ritzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, Perek Aleph Halachates, he has a totally different mahalach to understand this Mishnah. Zelashain HaRambam. Hayru Chachamim, Sha'ubra Shehi Maksha Leilid, Mutter lachtech uber b'me'eha, bein b'sam, bein b'yad. Why is it mutter? Before it's yatzal avra oylam? B'pneishu k'reidif acharei laharga. Ve'im emisha haitzi reishai. Then, ein neigen bai, she'ein doichin nefesh m'pnei nefesh, v'zehu tivay shal oylam. Zehu tivay shal oylam, l'chayre, is an allusion to our Gemara that says, m'shamaya karat filei. Now, etzem divrei Rambam, first of all, l'chayre are connected our Gemara. Because our Gemara is the Chayr Mavur, that be'etzem, it does not have a Shem Raidif. And that's the Pshat in Zeh Tivei Shel Eilam. So why does the Rambam say that before it's Yatzar Avra Eilam, Shehu K'Raidif Acharei, that it does have a Shem Raidif? So Mikol Atzadim, Divrei HaRambam, Artzrichem Bir. So Rab Chaim, Echidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, on this Rambam, says a Mahalach Nifla to be Mazber Pshat in the Rambam, based on three Yisaidis. The first Yisaid, Zok the Rambam, is that we have to understand that be'emes the Rambam holds, that a Uber does have a Shem Nefesh, even before it's Yatzal Avra Eilam, and the Kalalim of Pikuach Nefesh apply to Uber as well. From Rashi, it's not mashma like that, because the Lashon of Rashi is, Lav Nefeshu. But the Rambam Shita is not like that, and Rab Chaim is Marich and Rayis, like the Shita's Rambam, that the Kalalim of Pikuach Nefesh do apply even to Uber, even before it's Yatzal Avra Eilam. That's the first Yisai that Rab Chaim says. The second Yisai that Rab Chaim says is that we have to know that the din of Atzolas and Nirdaf, Be'emes, is not Mikoyach, the regular Klolim of Pikuach Nefesh, but it's a din Mechudish, that the Torah is Mechadish, that there's a din Hatzolas and Nirdaf Min HaRaidaf. And to that, Rab Chaim brings two very strong Rayas. His first Rayas from the Gemara earlier on Daf Nun Zayin, that says that the din of Raidaf applies even to Be'noyach. Now Rab Chaim holds that the Klolim of Pikuach Nefesh, which are learned out of the Pasuk of Achaibem, B'chlal do not apply to Be'noyach. So obviously, the din lahatzalis and nirdaf miyad araydif is a din mechudish, which is not mitlitoli in the regular din of pikuach nefesh. A second raya that Rab Chaim brings is from the Gemara later on the Fayin Gimel Amud Aleph that says that the din of hatzalis and nirdaf applies even by raydif achara erva. There avada there's no din pikuach nefesh of a chaybem. Must be that there's a new din of hatzalis and nirdaf mitzad haraydif. And it's mikoyach that din that the Torah allows us to kill the Raidev. Not mitzad the regular klal of Pikuach Nefesh. That's the second Yisrael of Rav Chaim. The third Yisrael of Rav Chaim is, which we mentioned earlier, that Be'emes and the Din of Atzolos are Nirdaf, there's two steps. There's the first step, which is that the Torah tells us, Lahatzel HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidev, a Din HaTzolah. And then there's the outgrowth of that Din, which because of that, it's Chale Chiyuv on the Raidev, which tells us that we can actually kill the Raidev, Lahatzel HaNirdaf. The reason why it's necessary to have that second step is because Im Yisshum, the Din of Lahatzel HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidev, Mechateza, that would allow us Litchais Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. What allows us Litchais Nefesh HaRaidev Mipnei Nefesh HaNirdaf is because the Atzolos HaNirdaf generates a Din Chiyuv on the Raidev. Adkan, the third Yisoid. Based on these three Yisoides, Zok Reb Chaim, that's Pshat in the Rambam. First of all, we have to know that Stam to say that we can kill an Uber before it's Yatzar Lavra Oilam, that's impossible, because of the first Yisoid, that even a Uber has a Din of Pikuach Nefesh. Therefore, the Rambam Bechrech has to say that there is somewhat of a Din Raidev over here. The question is, if there is a Din Raidev, which is why we could kill the Uber before it's Yatzar Lavra Oilam, why is that different than after that it's Yatzar Avra Oilam that we say that Mishamayi Karatvi and there's no Din Raidev? Zok Reb Chaim, this that we say that a Uber doesn't have a Shem Raidev, that just means that he doesn't have the second step of the Din Raidev, which is that it's Chale Chiyuv on the Raidev, which allows us to kill him and to be Deicha Nefesh Mepnei Nefesh. Because it's impossible for a Chiyuv to be Chal on the Raidev, which is an Uber, if that's Darkish Al Oilam and the Uber is not really doing anything Mitzad Atzmai. But the etzem first din, the shayrish din, lahatzel hanirdaf miyad haraidef, that applies even in a case of an uber, even though it's tivei shal oilam. Because the etzem practical metzias, that this uber is putting his mother in a sakana, that's a metzias of a raidef, and then hatzola is there. So step one, which is lahatzel hanirdaf miyad haraidef, that applies even by an uber. But step two, that din hatzola generates a din chiyuva on the raidef, that doesn't apply by an Uber, where you have the Svar of Tivish Al-Ailam and Mishamayah Karat Filay. Zok Reb Chaim, this that he says that the Klal is, that if not for the fact that it generates a Chiyuva, so the Din HaTzolas HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidef wouldn't warrant us to kill the Raidef, because Ein Deicha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, that's only a problem b'makam where being Deicha and Nefesh Gomor Mipnei HaNefesh. But b'makam where the Raidef is a Nefesh She'ein HaGomor, because he's an Uber Shalayot Al-Avra Ailam, and the Nirdaf is a Nefesh Gomor, so there's an imbalance over here. There's no Klal of Ein Deicha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, so the first step of Atzolos HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidef alone would allow us to kill the Uber Mipnei Nafshei Shal Ha'Aim. This is Be'emes Amari Dike Chiddush, but because Reb Chaim is Miyasa to us that the Din Atzolos HaNirdaf is a new Din, not the general Klal of Pikuach Nefesh, which applies even to an Uber, but it's a new Din of Atzolos HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidef, so there we can be madif nafshe shala aim, which is a nefesh gomer, over nafshe shala uber, which is a nefesh she'ene gomer. Memele l'fize, divrei Rambam v'divrei Gemara are miyushavim heitev. The Rambam first starts that before that it's yatsa la'avra oilam, the halacha is you can kill the uber because it has a din of a raidef. That means to say, the din atzolos hanirdaf miyad haraidef, which warrants us to kill an uber, which isn't a nefesh gomer. Once it's haitzi reisha and it's yatsa la'avra oilam, that means to say, now we have the problem of Ein Deicha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, and we don't have the usual Yishuv for Ein Deicha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, which is the Chiyuv that's Chal on the Raidef, because there's no Chiyuv that's Chal on the Raidef, but Makam that it's Tivish Olaylam and Mishamayah Karatfi. Therefore, we cannot kill the Uber anymore. But by a regular Raidef, where besides the Din Atzolos HaNirdaf Miyad HaRaidef, we have the Din of the Chiyuv that's Chal on the Raidef, there's no problem in Deicha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh, and we can kill the Raidef. And this is how the Rambam explains our Gemara, which says that the reason why there's a problem in Deicha Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh is because Mishamayah Karatvi, and therefore there's no Chiyuv that's Chal on the Raidef. Ad kan the Bir HaNifla of Reb Chaim to say Pshat in the Shittas HaRambam to explain our Gemara. And ad kan this Shir on Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.